So can you help us then, as you're looking at this universe of investment possibilities, how do we actually make comparisons? How is it even possible to compare the value of a real estate investment next to the value of a stock market investment, except in very general philosophical terms? Is there actually a financial way to look at the comparison?
A great question, John, because so many people today focus on appreciation as the primary means of evaluating an asset. But they forget that for an asset to appreciate, it needs to produce income. And during periods of frenzy, whether it's stock market or real estate, people lose sight of the fact that when you buy an asset, an investment asset, you're really looking for the income flow. When I get to retirement age, I want to have a solid base of income for my investments. And I think that's what nearly everyone wants, because they know their job income is going to discontinue. So you look first at how much income will I receive for each dollar of asset value that I hold. And at the present time, even at the inflated prices of real estate, and I'm using that word somewhat facetiously due to the newspapers talking about these huge high prices, based upon current prices of property, you can find yields, meaning if you owned $1 million of asset value property, of anywhere from 4% to 8%, which means if you, over time, accumulate $1 million in property, the amount of money that you will be able to put into your pocket from those properties would be $40,000 to $80,000 a year. If you owned $1 million in stocks, right now, in a diversified portfolio, would pay you approximately $18,000 a year, possibly less if you're also diversified away from the Standard & Poor's 500, which is the largest corporate stocks in the country, and have more of the growth stocks, such as in the NASDAQ, where their income yields are even much lower. So if I'm looking towards retirement, and I want to say, I can't live on $18,000 a year or $15,000 a year. I need more than that. Real estate still produces far more income per dollar. Now, I haven't talked about bonds. Bonds typically are thought of as a stabilizing influence in your portfolio. But that's not necessarily true. Although today they will give you $45,000, $50,000, $60,000 of income per million of investment, over the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, they will still be giving you that same amount of income. You have no protection against inflation. All right, so I want income and I want protection against inflation. I get income from my property and I get protection against inflation with my property. I get no protection against inflation with bonds. Stocks have not performed well during periods of inflation, witness 1966 to 1982, and they do not produce a good income. So when I look at, gee, which offers me the best combination of benefits, I still think real estate, and I will still invest in real estate, the major part of my assets going forward, although I will still keep some money in other alternatives because no one can know the future for certain.